B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Chof, and we're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud from the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein maftirin achara Pesach, one is not allowed to end the meal. That means after you've finished eating the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to end it with afikoimon, an interesting word that many people misunderstand. They think afikoimon actually means the last kezayis of matzah that we call afikoimon. It's a very big mistake. Afikoimon is something you're not allowed to do. When you finished eating the Korban Pesach, and we'll see in the Gemara that the same could apply when you finished eating the matzah nowadays, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says they would eat Pesach, Matzah and Morah all together. So when you finish that big sandwich of Al Matzah, Samroim, Yechluhu, so it was a discussion earlier on about whether they have to be allowed to be eaten separately or not. That's a discussion before, but either way, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach, Matzah and Morah went together. So, Ein Maftirin, Achar HaPesach, Afikoimon, when you finished all that, you're not allowed to continue with something called afikoimon, which we don't yet know what that is. Says the Gemara, my afikoimon, what does this afikoimon mean? What are you not allowed to do? Omar Rav. Rav says, it's nothing to do with not eating. If you want to continue eating afterwards, feel free to do so. Afikoimon comes from the word apikmoni. Let's take away, remove all the utensils, and let's go to another group. Let's go and eat somewhere else. To go and say halil elsewhere, you can do that. But to go and eat somewhere else, even if you're not allowed to, even if you're not going to eat Korban Pesach there, because we know you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach in two groups, but even if you're going there just to eat bread or anything else, even if it's not Korban Pesach, then you're not allowed to do that because it's a gzeira. Maybe you're going to come and eat Korban Pesach there. You're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach in two groups. And therefore, Rav says the whole issue of afikoimon means don't go and eat elsewhere. You want to eat in your own place, you can continue eating. That's what afikoimon means. Afikoimon means leaving and going elsewhere to eat. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, you know what afikoimon means? It comes from the word apiku mini, bring out different species of desserts. This is already to do with eating. This is already to do with, even in your own place, there's an issue with eating after you've finished eating the Korban Pesach. Kegoin, what sort of desserts are we talking about? And the truth is, it's anything you would use for dessert. But there's different examples. So Shmuel says that I, Shmuel, are used to eating mushrooms for a dessert, and therefore, or diloi, mushrooms, li, for me that's the dessert. I'm not allowed to eat that. I would not be allowed to eat that after Korban Pesach. The guzlaya, and young pigeons, la'abo. Rav, who was considered abo, he would eat for desserts young pigeons, and therefore he would not be allowed to eat young pigeons after eating Korban Pesach. Reb Chanina bar Shilov, Reb Yechanon, who they also say the same as Shmuel, you're not allowed to eat a dessert. But what type of dessert were they used to eating? Kegoin, tamarim, dates, cloyos, and toasted grains, ve'egoizim, or nuts, walnuts. Tanya Kavaseid, Rabbi Yechanon, proof to Shmuel, and it happens to be that the Braisa uses Rabbi Yechanon's example, that ein maftirin achara Pesach, what are you not allowed to do after eating Korban Pesach, is kegoin, you're not allowed to eat for dessert, tamarim, cloyos, ve'egoizim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yudom HaShmuel. So till now the Mishnah was talking about Pesach, Korban Pesach, something we haven't had the privilege to do for almost 2,000 years from the Korban Beis HaMikdash. But what's with us? We don't eat Korban Pesach. We just eat a Kezayis Matzah. The main Kezayis, says Rashi and Rashbam, the main Kezayis that we do the mitzvah of Matzah with is actually the last Kezayis. And we also eat the first Kezayis, and we make a broch on the first Kezayis, like we saw before with Morah. You can't eat matzah and cannot eat matzah, fill up your stomach with matzah, and only make the broch on matzah at the end. So the same here, the main Kezayis of matzah is actually the last one, which is similar to the Korban Pesach that was eaten the last thing. So we don't have a Korban Pesach, so we eat matzah, so to speak, in the place of Korban Pesach. Are we allowed to eat anything, a dessert or any other food, after eating the matzah? Says Shmuel, Ein maftirin achar matzah afikoimon. Even after matzah, you're not allowed to eat afikoimon. And Shmuel says afikoimon means you're not allowed to eat anything, a dessert, after eating matzah. Asks the Gemara, Tanan, we just saw in our Mishnah, Ein maftirin achar pesach afikoimon. The whole issue of not eating afikoimon is only after not eating Korban Pesach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah didn't tell us that you're not allowed to eat after eating matzah nowadays when there's no Korban Pesach. Achar ha-Pesach hu de lo yochel. It would seem from the Mishnah that it's only after the Korban Pesach, which is the Pesach matzah morer eaten together, only after that you're not allowed to eat afikoimon. Avo la'achar matzah maftirin. But if you don't have a Korban Pesach, there's no issue with eating after eating a kezayis of the last kezayis of matzah. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof from the Mishnah against Shmuel. Loi mi boya komar. Loi mi boya achar matzah. That means it goes without saying that after eating matzah, delay nofish tamayu, that the strength of the matzah, the taste of the matzah is not very strong, that if you're going to eat something else, it's going to take away the taste of the matzah, and that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. Avala achara pesach, but after eating the meat of the korban pesach, I may have thought that since the nofish tamayu, it has a lot of taste and a strong taste, v'loi motzi buri, and it's not easy for that taste to be taken away, lest lon bo, there's no issue with eating something else. Komash Malon, the Mishnah is telling us, not only after Pesach you cannot eat afikoimon, but even after Pesach, and even more so if you don't have a Korban Pesach, you only have the matzah as we do today, that you're not allowed to eat after that last kezayis of matzah. Says the Gemara, Neima Maseile, we're going to try and bring a proof from the following braisa to Shmuel, that you're not allowed to eat anything even after the last kezayis of matzah. What does it say in the braisa? Hasufganin, a sponge type of matzah. Vadufshonin, and a honey matzah. Vaiskaritin, and a wafer type of matzah. And all these three, if they're kosher le Pesach, they're not chomets, you're allowed to eat them. You cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. Then odom emale kresimen, you can eat as much as you want with that. Ubilvad, but just make sure, sheyoichel kezayis matzah, make sure to eat a kosher matzah Bachreino at the end, and after that matzah, that's it. So what do we deduce from that braisa? Bachreino in, you should eat a kezayis of matzah at the end, when you've finished eating your meal, you've finished eating everything else, then you should eat the matzah. Barishreino, but don't eat that kezayis matzah at the beginning of the meal, loi, that not. So what would we see from there? That if you eat that kezayis that's going to be your mitzvah of kezayis, and it could be this is the only kezayis he has, then after that you're not allowed to eat anymore. And that's why he says, keep that kezayis of matzah for the last kezayis. This is proof to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no. It could be that, not like Shmuel, it could be that even after eating the last kezayis, you are allowed to eat. So why does it say here that you should eat the kezayis matzah at the end, seeming to say that you shouldn't eat that kezayis at the beginning? He says, no, he's trying to say, of course you can eat it at the beginning. There's a chiddush, you're even allowed to eat it at the end. Why? Why would that be a bigger chiddush? Loi mi boya ka'omar. Loi mi boya goes without saying, but it's showing that you can eat it at the beginning of the meal, de ka'ochil et ovo, and you still have an appetite and desire to eat. Of course that you're allowed to eat the matzah. Aval Bachreino, I may have thought that if you're going to keep this one kezayis, you're going to eat for your mitzvah of matzah, and you're going to keep it for the end of the meal, dil ma'osi l'meichel achila gasa, maybe by that time it will be excessive eating, you won't have any appetite, and you won't be yotze to the mitzvah properly. Eimaloi, I may have thought you're not allowed to wait till the end of the meal to eat this last kezayis. Komash malon, that's what the mitbrais is telling us. No, you're allowed to even eat the kezayis of matzah at the end of the meal. Continues the Gemara, Mar Zutra Masni Hocha. Omar of Yosef, Omar of Yud, Omar Shmuel. Mar Zutra said in the name of Shmuel something very different to what we saw before in the name of Shmuel, or in the name of Rav Yud, Omar Shmuel. He says that Maftirin Achar Matzah Fikoim, and he says the opposite. He says that it's true that in time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you had a Korban Pesach, after Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. But after eating matzah, nowadays you don't have a Korban Pesach, you are allowed to eat after afikoimon, you are allowed to eat a dessert after matzah. Says the Gemara, Neima Masayali, let's try and bring proof to Shmuel. Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikoimon. The Mishnah says that after Pesach you're not allowed to eat afikoimon. Achar Pesach deloyit. Only after eating Korban Pesach you're not allowed to eat a dessert. Aval achar matzah, but after eating just matzah, maftirin you're allowed to. So you've got proof from Shmuel, from our Mishnah to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, you don't have proof from there. Loi mi boyek omar. It could be that the Mishnah is not to tell you that only after Korban Pesach you're not allowed to eat afikoimon, but even after Pesach. Loi mi boya achar matzah, deloi nofesh tamei. It could be that it goes without saying that after matzah you're not allowed to eat. It could be that's how to learn the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah is not proof to Shmuel. Aval achar Pesach, I may have thought that after eating Korban Pesach, I may have thought that there's no issue with eating after it, as we explained before, because the taste of the meat stays in the mouth and doesn't easily get removed by eating a dessert. And therefore, that halacha wouldn't apply. Kumash Malon, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even after the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the afikoimon, you're not allowed to eat the dessert. There's no proof from the Mishnah to Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. Meisei, we're going to ask a question. That means really we've got this. This is the Shmuel opposite to the Shmuel before. Beforehand we asked a question from the Mishnah, and we refuted the question, and then we tried to bring proof, and we refuted the proof, and now it's exactly the opposite. We're bringing proof from the Mishnah, and now we're trying to refute Shmuel from the very Braisa that we tried to bring proof to Shmuel before. The Braisa says, Hasufgonin vadufshonin vas veiskritin odem emali kreiso mehen, that those sort of matzahs that are posel, you're not allowed to use them for the mitzvah of matzah because they're not lechem oini, they have other ingredients, and for whatever other reason, you're not allowed to use them for matzah, but the kosher lePesach, ulvad sheyochel kazayis matzah b'achreino, just make sure you eat your kazayis at the end, b'achreino in. You have to eat that kazayis at the end, b'rishoino loy, not at the beginning, because if you eat at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat anything after that. And this is then going to be a proof, this is going to be a question on Shmuel that said here, maftirin achar matzah, because that Bryce is talking about matzah. It's talking about nowadays. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof from that Bryce against Shmuel. Loi mi boyek omar. It could be indeed that you are allowed to eat after, you would be allowed to eat, as Shmuel says here, after eating the kazayis of matzah, that's going to be your kazayis, your mitzvah of choyvas matzah. So why over there does it say that you should eat at the end? It's not that you have to eat at the end. You're even allowed to eat at the end, as we said before. Lo mi boye ka'omar. Lo mi boye barishoino. It goes without saying that you could eat it at the beginning, de ka'ochil ta'ovin, because at the beginning, you have the advantage that you're eating it with appetite, with desire. Aval b'achreino, I may have thought that to eat at the end when you don't have so much desire anymore, da'osi le'michla achila gasa, it could be you're eating just an excessive eating, and that's not good for to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah that way. Ei meloi, I may have thought that you shouldn't eat at the end. Kumash malon, the Brice is coming to teach us, you're even allowed to eat it at the end. Continues the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the eating matzah and moror nowadays, where there's no Korban Pesach, whether that is min ha-Torah or mid rabbonon. And this is something that we've already touched on previously on Daf Kuftes Vav, on Daf Kuftes Zayin. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, matzah bizman hazeh. Nowadays, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it says explicitly, al matzah umroir meichluhu, Korban Pesach must be eaten with matzah and moror. It's min ha-Torah, there's no question about that. The question is, nowadays, where you don't have the Pesach, do you have a chiyuv min ha-Torah of matzah or moror? Says Rava, matzah bizman hazeh is doiraisa. It is min ha-Torah. Umorer derabonon, however, eating moror nowadays is only mid rabbonon. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Morer, why would Morer nowadays not be min ha-Torah? Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Matzah Yisomrerim Yichluhu, that Morer min ha-Torah is eaten only with the Korban Pesach. Without Korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv of Morer. Bizman de'ika Pesach, when you have Korban Pesach, yesh Morer, that's when there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah of Morer. Bizman de'leka Pesach, nowadays when there's no Korban Pesach, leka Morer, there's no chiyuv de'reis of Morer. If so, asks the Gemara, Matzah Nami, the same Pasuk applies to Matzah as well. Hoksiv, it says, al matzois umroirim yechluhu. And so I would say, for the same token, when there is Korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv matzah min ha-Torah. When there's no Korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv matzah. Why are you rather saying that al matzois umroirim yechluhu seems to exclude morer nowadays, And matzah, you seem to say, is a chiyuv min ha-Torah. Where does that chiyuv min ha-Torah come from? Answers the Gemara, matzah mihadar hadar beikra. You're right, as far as al matzah samarim yechluhu, even matzah is not chiyuv min ha-Torah nowadays. But there's another posuk that's nothing to do with Korban Pesach. That posuk speaks exclusively about matzah. It says there, bo'erev toichlu matzah, eat matzah in the night of the 15th. It doesn't mention Korban Pesach. Then there's no such pasuk for Moror. So Moror stays midrabbanan nowadays, and matzah is a deraisa. That was the opinion of Rava. Rav Acha Bayakiv argues with Rava, and he says, Echod zev midrabbanan. Even not only Moror, but even matzah nowadays is only midrabbanan. Al matzah somroirim yechluhu, when you have Korban Pesach, the chiyuv deraisa of matzah and Moror. No Korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv of matzah and moru. Elo ksiv asks the Gemara, be'erev toichlu matzah, what are you going to do with the pasuk that says explicitly, be'erev toichlu matzah, on the night of the 15th, you have to eat matzah? Answers Rabbi Acha Bayakiv, miboilei, that's talking about when there is Korban Pesach. Well, if there is Korban Pesach, I don't need a pasuk of be'erev toichlu matzah. It already says al matzah samroim yechluhu. No, says Rabbi Acha Bayakiv, there's a case where there is Korban Pesach. That means Korban Pesach has been done. But this particular person cannot eat Korban Pesach, cannot take share in the Korban Pesach. It's in a period of time when Korban Pesach exists. So I may have thought, if you don't have a Korban Pesach, then there's no chiyuv of matzah. Be'erev toichlu matzah says, eat matzah. But that's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. And who would that apply to? Who would that be true for? If somebody was either Tomei or far away at the time of the Shechting of the Korban Pesach, something we discussed at great length earlier on in the Masechta, to Solkadai to Chamina, I may have thought, given the Pesach le'ochli, since these people can't and don't eat Korban Pesach, matzah moro nami le'lechel, they should also not eat, or they're also not mechuyev min ha-Torah to eat matzah moror. Kumash malon, the pasuk of be'erev toichlu matzah says, eat matzah on the night of the 15th, even if you don't have Korban Pesach, even if you can't eat Korban Pesach. But Rav Acha Bayakiv says that's only talking about when Korban Pesach exists, when there is such a halacha. And especially as these, okay, we'll see later, but especially the Tomei and Derech HaChoyka, they are going to do the Korban Pesach, they're going to do Pesach Sheni. V'rova omar l'cho, Rav is going to say, I don't need be'erev toichlu matzahs to tell me that in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, a tomei b'derech rechoyka have to eat matzah. I don't need that posuk, because then according to Rav Acha Bayakiv, you don't have a posuk saying that there's a chiyuv of matzah nowadays. Rav says no. Be'erev toichlu matzahs I don't need for the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, we'll soon see why. And therefore Rav says be'erev toichlu matzahs teaches us nowadays you have to eat matzah. Rav omar l'cho, tomei b'shoyo b'derech rechoyka, lo tzarech kra, I don't need a posuk. Delei Gora is no different from an oral, somebody who hasn't done Bris Mila, or Ben Nechor, or somebody who's considered a Ben Nechor, we've discussed earlier who that is, but people who are estranged, people who are not part of the Klal Yisrael that we know and are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Kol Oro Lo Yoichal Boi, only regarding Korban Pesach, an oral is not allowed to eat it. What's he not allowed to eat? Boi, the Korban Pesach. Boi Eina Eichel. Only Korban Pesach and Oral has been excluded from. Aval Oichel b'matzo morer. But he's allowed to eat matzo morer. And therefore, in the same way as an Oral, and not is allowed to, he has to eat matzah. And in the same way as an Oral has to eat matzah in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, a Tomei b'derech rechoyka is no different, would have to eat matzah morer in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. So if so, why, if I've got Oral, then why do I need the Be'erev Toichlu Matzos, says Rava, Be'erev Toichlu Matzos is there to teach us that nowadays when nobody has Korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah to eat matzah. V'idoch, and Rabbi Acha Bayakiv will tell you, no, I need two psukim for the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. One for Oral and Ben Necho, and another one for Tomei B'derech Rechoyka. Both I need for the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? V'idach, Rabbi Acha Bayakiv holds Ksiv Bahai, or Ksiv Bahai, or Tzrichi. And I need them both. And the Gemara doesn't tell us why we need them both, but Rashbam does. Rashbam explains to us, if it would only say Orol and Ben Nechor, that they have to eat matzah maror, even though they don't bring Korban Pesach, I would have thought only they have to eat matzah maror on the night of the 15th, because they don't have any way of doing the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. But I may have thought that Tomei and Derech Rechoiko, since they're going to bring a Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni is going to be eaten with matzah maror, so I may have thought that in the first Pesach they don't need to eat matzah. That's why Rachabi Yaakov says I need a special pasuk to say that be'erev toichlu matzahs. And if it would only have said be'erev toichlu matzahs and it wouldn't have said it by oral, then I may have thought that be'erev toichlu matzahs is only referring to an oral and ben nechor who don't have a Pesach sheni, and therefore I need to also say it by oral and ben nechor, and again say Be'erev toichlu matzis. So then I know that even somebody who's not an oral, which means somebody who does have Pesach Sheni, nonetheless, in the first Pesach has to eat matzah. Says Rebbe Acha Be'akiv, so I need Be'erev toichlu matzis for a Tomei B'derech Rechoiko in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And this pasuk is then not available to tell me that nowadays, where there's no Korban Pesach, that you have to eat matzah. And therefore, according to Bacha Be'akiv, nowadays the eating of matzah is only midrabonon. Rava, however, says, and that's the halacha, is that nowadays the chiyuv of matzah is min hatoira. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kavaseida Rava, we found a brisa supporting Rava. What does it say in the brisa? The brisa says as follows. Sheishes yomim toichal matzis. Uvayoyim ashvi atzeres l'ashem elikecho. We know that it says in the Torah that Pesach is really 7 days. 7 days of Pesach, the first day is Yom Tov, and the last day is Yom Tov. Shvi Shel Pesach is a Yom Tov. What does the Pasuk say? 6 days eat matzos, and the second day is a Yom Tov of Atzeres L'Hashem Elikecho. It's exclusively a Yom Tov, and it seems from there that on that seventh day, the mitzvah of matzah doesn't apply. And so what do we learn from there? Ma Shvi'i Roshos, in the same way as on this, it's clear that Uvayoyim HaShvi'i is just Atzeres L'Hashem Elikecho and Toichal Matzos doesn't apply. What does that mean? You don't have to eat matzah on the seventh day. So the same way as that seventh day, you clearly don't have to eat matzah. Af Sheishes Yomim Roshos, also the 6 days mentioned in the Sheishes Yomim, in the Sheishes Yom Toichal Matzah, is also you have permission to eat it in those 6 days, but you don't have a chiyuv to eat them. My Tama, why would you make such a drasha? The answer is yes, it's one of the rules with which we darshan psukim, that this seventh day is considered havedovo shahoyo bichlal. It was included in the bracket of Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzah. And another pasuk it says, 7 days you eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chometz, you eat matzah. V'yotzo min haklal. Even though the seventh day was included in Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzos, in the other pasuk, which we just quoted, it says Sheishes Yomim Toichal Matzos Uvayim Ashviya Tzeres L'Hashem Elikecho, which means day 7 was removed from the rule Yotzo Min HaKlal, and the rule is that something which is Yotzo Min HaKlal Lelamid is there to teach you. V'loy lelamid al atzmo. It's not there to teach you something. Yotzo. It wasn't removed to teach you something about itself, about day 7. Elo lelamid al aklal, to teach you something on all the 7 days. That all 7 days, in the same way as the seventh day, is definitely not a choiv, then is definitely not an obligation, then all the 7 days are also not an obligation. If so, that all 7 days Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzos, there's no obligation to eat matzah. Yochel, I may have thought af belayla rishoyin rishus, maybe even on the first night you don't have to eat matzah. Talmud Loma says in the Braisa, al matzos umroirim yoichluhu. It says explicitly in the pasuk, you eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and moror. So of course you have to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. That's definitely not included in the exception of this lulamid ala klal kula yotzo. Says the Braisa, ein yelo bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That's fine, al matzah sumroirim yechluhu, comparing matzah to Pesach and saying, since you have a chiyuv min ha-Torah of Pesach, do it with matzah, that's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. Bizman she'ein Beis HaMikdosh kayim, nowadays, maybe you don't have the al matzah sumroirim yechluhu. There's no way to compare Pesach and matzah, and therefore if matzah is not compared to Pesach, maybe nowadays there's no chiyuv at all, because you've got the kol dovo she hoyo bechlal v'yotzo min achlal lo lelamid al atzmo yotzo ela lelamid al haklal kulo yotzo be'erev, and therefore kulo, the whole 7 days is rishus, even the first night, You don't have to eat matzah min ha-Torah. Minayin, how do you know that even nowadays you still have to eat matzah min ha-Torah on the night of the 15th? Talmud Loima Be'erev Teichlu Matzah. It's the Pasuk of Be'erev Teichlu Matzah. It's teaching you that nowadays, even though there's no Korban Pesach, nonetheless, you have to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Hakosuv Kavoy Choyva, the Pasuk established it as an obligation, even when there's no Beis HaMikdosh. And this is a clear brisa supporting what Rava said, that nowadays the chiyuv of matzah is min ha-Torah, even nowadays. Continues the Mishnah. The next Mishnah. Yishanu miktsason. If you had a group of people who are eating Korban Pesach, and part of them fell asleep, part of the group fell asleep, yoichlu, then when they wake up, they're allowed to continue eating the Korban Pesach after they wake up, even though falling asleep, there's a hesach hadas, there's a distraction, and then it looks like you're eating Korban Pesach before you fell asleep, that's so to speak with one group, and that's it. And then you fell asleep, you've distracted yourself from that. And now you're starting a new eating, it's like you're eating, it's similar to eating in two chaburos. Nonetheless, since only part of the group fell asleep, yoichlu, they are allowed to continue eating, it's not considered as if they're eating in a different group. However, kulon, if the whole group fell asleep, then lo yoichlu, then once they've all fallen asleep, when they wake up, they are not allowed to continue eating the Korban Pesach. And Rashi adds in here, the same applies nowadays, that if a whole group fell asleep, then and they were eating matzah, and all the while you're eating matzah, you can continue eating matzah. When you're finished eating matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything after the matzah. However, if they all fell asleep, then they're not allowed to continue eating matzah. It's as if you're finished the previous eating. And it's like, at that point, ein maftirin achar matzah afikoimon. But if only part of the group fell asleep, then those that fell asleep and they wake up, they are allowed to continue eating their matzah. Rabbi Yossi says, nisnamnamu, if they didn't fall asleep, if they just dozed off, then yoichlu, then they're allowed to continue eating. It's not considered as if they are, as if they're in a separate group. And this is talking about that if they fell asleep, and the Tanakhama say that if part of the group fell asleep, they're allowed to continue eating. Rabbi Yossi is coming to say that that's only true if they dozed off, not if they fell asleep. However, if they fell asleep, then even if just part of the group fell asleep, those that fell asleep are not allowed to carry on eating when they wake up. But if they really fell asleep, then everybody agrees that those that fell asleep are not allowed to continue eating. HaPesach achar chatzos, after chatzos, after midnight, the Korban Pesach becomes noisar, and metameis hayodaim, the Darbonon said that noisar, when somebody touches noisar, there's a tumas yodaim, you have to wash your hands after touching noisar. Why? Because the rule is ha-pigul va-noisar metamines ha-yodaim. We'll see in the Gemara why. Pigul is if you did one of the avoides of the korban with the intention of offering up the parts that need to go on the mizbeach, or eating the parts that need to be eaten outside, beyond, or later than the time allotted to do either the eating or the offering of those parts onto the mizbeach, then it's called pigul, and if you eat a kazayis of it, you chayev koros. Noisar means when you have part of the korban left over after the time you're allowed to eat it, it becomes korban, and both of those are metameis hayodayin, and we'll see why. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, nisnamnu yoichlu. If they dozed off a little bit and they wake up, they're allowed to continue eating. And as we said before, it's only if part of the group dozed off. Nirdamu, if they fell asleep proper, they fell into a deep sleep, lo yoichlu, then even if it was just part of the group, they're not allowed to continue eating afterwards. Asks the Gemara, heichadami nisnamnim, what's considered dozing off? Omer Ravashi says, nim v'loy nim, you're asleep and not so asleep. Tir v'loy tir, you're awake but not so awake. Kagoin de correlates, like when you call him, v'oni, he will respond. V'loy od al adur esvor, if you ask him something, he needs to use his brain, then, like, do you remember where you put a certain item? He won't be able to answer that. V'chimad kerele, but if you tell him and you remind him where he put it, midkar, he'll remember. If he's that level of consciousness, that's called dozing off. Abaye Hava Yosef Kamei de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Choza de Konimnim. He saw that Rabba had fallen asleep, or looked like he'd fallen asleep. Omale. So Abaye said to Rabba, Meinam Konoi Mar. You've fallen asleep. You're not allowed to continue eating. Omale Rabba answered back and said, No. Minume Komenamnim. I just dozed off. I'm allowed to continue eating. Utnan Nimnume. And we learned in the Mishnah that only if you fall asleep, you're not allowed to continue eating. But if you just dozed off, you're allowed to. Continues the Gemara. We saw towards the end of the Mishnah, as from midnight, the Korban Pesach is considered noisar. Says the Gemara, Alma, you see from here, the Tan of this Mishnah holds, Michatzois havalei noisar. From midnight, it's considered noisar. Man Tana, who holds that way? We know that everybody says you shouldn't eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos. But does everybody say that that's halacha min ha-Torah to the point that after Chatzos it's noisar? Omer of Yosef, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's actually Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, V'ochlu es habosor balaylo hazeh. You have to eat the Korban Pesach balaylo hazeh, this night. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah learns from here, the Exer Shova, Nemar Kan Balaylo Hazeh. Here with Korban Pesach it says, Balaylo Hazeh. Venemar La'alon. And elsewhere it says in the Pasuk, Vo'ovarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Balaylo Hazeh, I passed over Eretz Mitzrayim on this night, says Hashem, Ve'kesi Kol B'choyer, and I hit all the firstborns of Mitzrayim. Ma La'alon, in the same way as that Pasuk says, Balaylo Hazeh, means not after Chatzos. Ad Chatzos, Afkan, so to hear, Ad Chatzos, Balaylo Hazeh, says Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, is only till Chatzos. After that, the Korban is after its time, it's Noisar. The Chachomim argue, the Chachomim say that Min HaTorah, you can eat the Korban Pesach till the morning. We learned at the beginning of Maseches Brochus that that the Chachomim said, don't eat it till the morning, eat it till Chatzos. If you delay it till the morning, you may come to eat it after it's morning already, and that will be noisa, and there'll be chiyuv koros. So the Chachomim made a precaution, eat it before Chatzos, but it wouldn't make it noisa after that, it wouldn't be metameis hayodaim. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argued with the Elazar ben Azariah, and he said, V'haloi ne'mar, it says by Korban Pesach, V'achaltem oisoi b'chipozin. You should eat the Korban Pesach b'chipozin, with haste. What does it mean with haste? Ad shas chipozin. Because the Torah says, all night, don't leave your homes. In the morning, you can leave. So the first, at the crack of dawn, is when they were all hastily preparing to leave Mitzrayim. Overnight, they couldn't prepare anything, they couldn't leave. So the Rabbi Kiva says that since it says, the V'achaltem oisei b'chipozin, you can eat the Korban Pesach min ha-Torah right till the morning, till the Shas Chipozin. And therefore, don't tell me that Balaylo Hazeh says that min ha-Torah you have to eat the Korban Pesach till Chatzos. No. Min ha-Torah, you can eat it till the chipozin. Im kein ma talmud loima balaylo. Because balaylo hazeh is two words. So if you have a gzeirah shava, balaylo hazeh, that's what the two words are for. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't have this gzeirah shava. So you've got two words to deal with, balaylo and hazeh. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the word balaylo? So Rabbi Akiva says as follows, yochol yeinech al kekotchim bayoim. I may have thought, like all other korbonis, you can start eating them as soon as you've shechted them during the day. There's no such thing as shecht it in the day and only start eating it at night. There is an exception, and that's Korban Pesach. Where do we know that from? From this pasuk. V'chaltem abosor balaylo. Don't eat the Korban Pesach when it's during the day, even though you shecht it in the day of the 14th, you cannot eat it till the night. Talmud loima balaylo. Balaylo hu nechal ve'inu nechal bayoim. It cannot be eaten on the day of the 14th. Says the Gemara, okay, we understand what Rabbi Akiva do with balaylo. What do you do with hazeh? Rabbi Akiva, hi hazeh, my ovidle, what are you doing with the hazeh? Says the Gemara, miboyele limu'utei laylo achir hu da'osa. I may have thought that you cannot eat it on the day of the 14th, you eat it on the night of the 15th. Maybe you can also eat it on the night of the 16th. Solkadai techamina, I may have thought, hoyol v'pesach kochim kalim. Pesach is kochim kalim. It's not kochim kochim. It can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be eaten in the Azorah. Ushlomim kochim kalim, and shlomim is regular kochim kalim. Ma shlomim necholim lishnei yomim v'laylo echot. In the same way as the shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, af pesach, maybe the korban pesach, oikim laylois b'mokim yomim. I'll switch nights to days, because you cannot eat it in the day it was shechted. So maybe instead, like shlomim is 2 days and the night in between, maybe korban pesach is the 2 nights with a day in between. V'hei necha lishnei laylois v'yoyim echot. Kosav achmono, that's why it says hazeh. You can eat it balaylo, this night, and only this night. Hazeh. You cannot eat it for a second night. Rabbi Lezer ben Azari will tell you, do you know how I know that you cannot eat it, eat the Korban Pesach the following night? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, how is he going to know that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 16th? And I don't understand this question, because we already said before that you cannot eat it after Chatzos, because he learns Gzeirah Shavah from Balaylo Azeh. And I saw one of the Achronim ask it as a question and leaves it as a question. But either way, the Gemara says, according to Belezu and Azariah, how does he know that you cannot eat it on that second night? Because he cannot learn it from Hazeh like Rabbi Akiva does, because Halaylo Azeh or Balaylo Azeh is used as Gzeirah Shavah. Omer Lechor, Belezu ben Azariah will tell you, Miloy Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boiker Nafka. He learns it from the words, Loy Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. It says you're not allowed to leave over any of the Korban Pesach till the next morning. The next morning, it's already Chayev Sreifa. Whether you burn it on Yom Tov or not is discussions elsewhere in Shas, but it becomes slated for burning already from the next morning. So, of course, you cannot eat it the following evening. That's Miloy Sasiru Menu Ad Boiker Nafka Ho. Now, you learn it out from there. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva will say that from the words Vlo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boike wouldn't tell me you're not allowed to eat it on the night of the 16th. Rabbi Akiva Omar Locho, Iloi Kosav Rachmona Hazeh, if not for Hazeh, which tells us you're only allowed to eat it on the night of the 15th. And then I understand that Vlo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boike means the morning of the 15th. But had I not had a Hazeh, I would have thought that Vlo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boike doesn't mean the morning of the 15th, actually means the morning of the 16th. Havamina, my boiker, boiker sheni, the morning after the next morning. Rebbeleza says, no, I wouldn't entertain such an idea. Kol hecha de kosav boiker, whenever it says boiker, boiker rishenu, it means the very next morning. So, kontra Rebbeleza ben Azariah, lo sasiru mimenu ad boiker, tells me the very next morning, it's already, you're not allowed to eat it after that, and therefore he will know that you're not allowed to eat it on the night of the 16th from Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boiker, and therefore it's not an issue that he doesn't have Hazeh available to teach us that halacha. Rabbi Akiva, who would entertain the idea of saying Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boiker is the morning of the 16th, according to him, the night of the 16th, according to Rabbi Akiva, maybe you could have eaten the Korban Pesach. That's why Rabbi Akiva needs Hazeh to say only the night of the 15th, not the night of the 16th. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, till now we were discussing eating Korban Pesach after Chatzos. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, you're not yet to Korban Pesach after Chatzos. He learns it out from Balaylo Hazeh. Now Rava is going to say, what's the halacha nowadays where there's no Korban Pesach? What's with eating matzah after Chatzos? Ochal matzah bizman hazeh achar Chatzos, Rava says, l'Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah lo yotzu yidei chivasi. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, in the same way as Korban Pesach, you're not yotzu after Chatzos, so too eating matzah has to be done before Chatzos. Asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush, Rava? We all know that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says that Korban Pesach must be eaten before Chatzos. So, given the iskish le Pesach, ke Pesach domi. So we take it for granted. The Torah compares Korban Pesach and matzah. Al matzah umrayim yoichluhu. And therefore, if you cannot eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, of course you cannot eat matzah after Chatzos. Says the Gemara, no. Mal de tema, I may have thought, ha afik de ikra mehakesha. Because we learned this before at the bottom of Daf Kuf, Chof Omad Aleph. We said there that since you have we have a Yotzo min HaKlal regarding the mitzvah of matzah, according to the Yotzo min HaKlal, that means according to the rule that Kol Dovo Shi Yotzo min HaKlal, And the Gemara entertained the idea that it could be that even the night of the 15th, there's no chiyuv. If there's no Korban Pesach, then there's no chiyuv to eat matzah at all. And the Torah had to say, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. It's a special pasuk, Rava said on Amud Aleph. There's a special pasuk that you have to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. But as far as comparing it to Korban Pesach, the Gemara said before that it's already not part. We've excluded matzah. And at a time when you haven't got Korban Pesach, then even the first night of Pesach, eating matzah is not compared to Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is saying here, that we already had the posuk with the whole klal and the yotzah min haklal that says don't compare Pesach and matzah, and on the first night, even though whenever you could bring Korban Pesach, it's a chiyuv. When you cannot bring Korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv of matzah, and you needed a special pasuk. So, komash malon, Rava's coming to be mechadish, that once you have that special pasuk, be'erev toichlu matzos, then be'erev toichlu matzos is teaching you that the halachas of matzah are similar to those halachas that matzah had when it was with Pesach. When the pasuk comes and teaches us, even when in the absence of Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah, then the pasuk brought it back. Brought it back with the same rules as when matzah was with Korban Pesach that has to be eaten before Chatzos, and that's the chiddush of Rava. Continues the Gemara. Hapigul v'anoisor metameis hayudaim, the last statement in the Mishnah, that there's a rule that pigul, which is a korban that was intentionally, that voidus were done with the intent of offering up the parts for the mizbeach, or eating the parts that are supposed to be eaten after the time that that's allowed to be done, that's called pigul. Noisor means if you have a korban and you didn't eat it within the allotted time, then there is tumas yudaim. The Chachomim said that there's tumas yudaim. And the next Gemara that we're going to see now, we actually saw on Daf Pei Hei. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. Chad Omar once said that the reason that there's Tumas Yodayim is Mishum Chashdei Kuhuna. Because we suspect the Kohanim of taking revenge against a person who is bringing a korban and is going to try and ruin that korban for him. How will he do it? By having a posel machshava. He'll have a machsheves pigul. He'll have in mind to eat the korban at the wrong time or to offer it up at the wrong time, and he'll destroy the korban for the balabais. Then, and if he does it intentionally, then it could be his chayav, but he'll just tell the owner he did it unintentionally. And therefore, the Chachomim says, and because we suspect the kohanim will make the animal pigul, we say, you know what? If you've touched a pigul animal, it's metameh seyudayim, and that will stop the kohanim from making it pigul. The Chad Omar, one of them, either of Huna or of Chizda, said, Mishum Atzelei Kuhuna. We're afraid that the Kohanim or Klal Yisrael are going to be lazy. They're not going to eat the korban, any korban on time, and it's going to become noisar. The way to prevent that is by saying, if you come into contact with a noisar animal, your hands are tomei, there's tumas yudaim. And that's going to prevent Kohanim, and for that matter Yisrael as well, from being lazy and not eating the korban on time. Chad Omar Kazayis, again, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, one of them said, Tumas Yudayim is only if you have pigul or noisar the size of a kazayis. The Chad Omar Kabeitza, and the other one says, only if it's the size of a kabeitza. And the Gemara explains, Chad Toni a pigul, the reason of Mishum Chashdei Kuhuna that we suspect the Kohanim is only, it applies by pigul, because pigul is what a kohen can do to take revenge or to hurt the person bringing the korban. The chad tonya noisar, and the reason that says that we're worried about laziness is in order to prevent the noisar. Manda tonya pigul mishum chashdei kohuna, or manda tonya noisar mishum atzlei kohuna. Chad omar kazayis, v'chad omar kabeitza, there was a machlekas, whether it's metame yudaim, whether it's just the size of a kazayis, or you need the size of a kabeitza. The Gemara says, Manda omar kazayis ki isuroi. Eating noisar, eating pigul, you're only going to get the punishment if you eat a kazayis. As with most chiyuve achila, it's with a kazayis. So the one who says a kazayis says that the shiur, the size you need to have tumas yudayim, is the same size as you need to be chayev if you eat it Ki'isurai. Umando Omar Kabeitza, the opinion that says that the Yudayim, the hands, only become Tomei if he touches a Kabeitza size of Noisar or Pigol, is Kutumosai. He says that the size that you need in order to be Metame your hands is the size that in it of itself would make something else Tomei, and that's only if it's a kabeitza. And we've already learned previously other halachas of how big something has to be. On Daf Lamed Gimel, we discussed at length how big something has to be to make something else tomei, but some of the halachas is dependent on a kabeitza, and therefore this opinion holds it's only matami yodaim if you touch the size of a kabeitza. And in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Mishnah.